For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead as you get on the road for Memorial Day weekend, wherever you're going, if you're staying here. We are glad that you're with us this morning. I think it's a good sign, Sip.
Yes.
That football is drawing near when kickoff times are announced, as there was yesterday quite a few kickoffs announced for Nebraska football and other teams across the nation. Is that when you kind of get the tingly senses that football's getting near? Come on, you're getting tingly, aren't you? You're getting tingly over there.
I think your brain is trained that way. Mine is not trained
that way. My brain is trained that way?
Yeah.
Why would they be trained differently?
I think you've trained your brain to denote certain elements of the calendar and how that relates to the oncoming of football. I don't necessarily do that.
Okay.
I don't feel any more tingly or less tingly than I did on Wednesday.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Trust me when I tell you, I am no more tingly or less tingly, okay? Some times came out.
Yes, we've got kickoff times.
Do you want to
the first one that we
and
care
you're
about.
Tingly.
Because
are you tingly?
I'm tingly because I was preparing for, do I have time on the kickoff game to go to the pubs before in Ireland? And the answer is yes, I will, because the Ireland game at Northwestern Nebraska is at 11:30.
Oh, we're doing this right now.
Well, I am. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Well, you want to talk about the weather or what? It is nice outside. Quick side before we get into this, actually. I think when it rains for the full week, you forget how beautiful it is in the morning in the summer. Like, it is bright outside.
I know.
I forgot.
Like, did you think you were late for the show?
I did.
Me too. But we both did.
It felt like it was 7:30 outside.
Yeah,
I drove in.
I had to check the clock.
I said, oh, it's 5:30.
I had to check the clock.
So bright out.
I've never, you know how I gauge it, though, that I was okay? There's a woman who walks down Vine Street every day as I'm going to work at, 5:50 in that range. Because, I live really close. And she walks down Vine Street to the west.
Okay. Every day.
Yeah, every day. And I saw her today, and it was very comforting. Because I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing you did. God, did I?
Sleep
is
in.
It seven?
He said, I have no text from Jake either. He's later. He's just fine by himself doing it.
Yeah, it's really light. Yeah, this is not exactly scintillating
radio. I thought
radio.
The same thing. I said, it is super light outside. All right, so the first game for Nebraska, Northwestern in Dublin, is a 11:30 kick this time, which, of course, it is 6 hours later that time, which means it's 5:30 p.m.
Oh, Dublin I see time. What you're getting at.
We will have plenty of time to attack the pub scene before the game in Ireland.
Are you trying to destroy my entire season in Dublin?
Destroy your season. How about start it off with a bang? In what way is that destroy? Okay. I'm not saying you're getting obliterated at the bar. I'm saying you're going to go get a couple drinks at the pub.
Yeah. Okay.
to really enter the game properly.
It was a glimpse into our respective mindset.
Via at Colorado. It don't be like that, but, you know, on that same kind of train here.
You like to have fun. I resist fun. That's the.
But when we're both in Ireland, we're both going to have fun up there.
Yeah, I'm going to try my last, you know, in the stretch run of my life to have a little bit more fun. Catch up on some sleep and have some fun.
Yes.
There you go.
That could be your new book. One is I missed out on all the fun. Number two, I got sleep and had some fun.
Okay, August 27th, that's the date.
Yes.
11:30. Okay, so people aren't confused. 11:30 this time, the kickoff
that's
will be
right.
Very normal, very standard.
I think there was a, you know, I don't know if it was a fear, but a thought that, okay, that game's in Ireland. Now, there have been some games in the past that have been at, like, 7 or 8 a.m. this time in Ireland. Like, when Penn State played somebody up there a couple years ago, it was early, like way before like even college game day went on, or right as it went on, something like that, super early. But this is going to be normal, 11:30 a.m. this time, 5:30 p.m. Ireland time. Northwestern Nebraska is scheduled.
What do you envision for that day for you and perhaps me if I go off course? That so you'll go just pubs around noon, Dublin time,
Know, why noon? Why not like 9?
Again,
it's my last full day in Dublin. I fly home the next day. You know, you got to go out with a bang. Hopefully the team gives you a bang on the field
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice to cap off a trip with just a nice win?
Then we'll be back in here on Monday.
Dragging. By the way, please, in advance of that Monday following that game, please forgive us if we are dead in here.
And suggestions for re-energizing ourselves would be welcome.
Well, we're going to have to drink about 1,000 cups of coffee. Yeah. I might put extra stuff in there.
Extra stuff.
If you can find extra caffeine, I'll put it in there.
Okay, so yeah, that was
I espresso. Thought,
okay, so now, should we Dublin? I got to start looking into Dublin. Well, Have you looked into it at all?
We've got stuff planned for days up there.
Who's we?
Well, I haven't done any of the planning, but my wife and her family have done basically all the planning. They got a rental car. I mean, they got all these different tours of like Guinness and some distillery booked, and I'm like, hey,
do it.
I'm just going to be there.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Are we doing shows?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably not.
Oh.
Well, we won't be in the same place at all times. We could do like a Skype. I could do Skype if I have service up there.
All right. If we don't, we don't.
All right. Other games of note. North Dakota, the second game, Sip, is at 2:30 Central Time in Lincoln.
On BTN.
BTN.
Okay. BTN. Did we say the first game's on Fox?
I did. Several times.
BTN.
Yeah. Fox.
Sorry.
Fox.
Okay. And then North Dakota.
Yep.
2:30 p.m. on BTN. Thoughts?
Should be 11 a.m. game. That doesn't scream 2:30 at all, but I respect it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is interesting. Georgia Southern is also not 11 a.m. or 2 or 2:30. It's 6:30. Georgia Southern comes to Lincoln on September 10th, 6:30 kickoff p.m.
I like that. I think for Nebraska, I think the more night games that you have, the better, because you got a better chance to win those night games. And Georgia Southern will not be a pushover.
You think they'll do the third quarter thing against Georgia Southern?
Yes.
Thunderstruck?
What's the third quarter thing you're
Thunderstruck?
Alluding to? Yeah, with the light show?
Yeah.
Thank you.
For Georgia Southern?
Yeah, if I were Trev, I don't know. You got to be mindful of the fans. Some fans like night games, some don't. But this is a 6:30 game against Georgia Southern on FS1, and then the big one.
Yes, this one's not a surprise to me in terms of the game time. The big noon kickoff, which, of course, that's Eastern time, but it's 11 a.m. this time. Nebraska, Oklahoma, September 17th on Fox. Big noon kickoff, 11 a.m.
Yep, good. Predictable.
Yep.
Very predictable. Okay, so that's the non-conference. Well, okay. That's the non-conference.
So far, yeah.
With one conference game in there. And you look at this schedule, you look at it, and you just come away with, you know what? Yeah. Better be 3-1, 4-0. It would be really, really good.
Well, right. then right.
Go ahead.
Then Nebraska hosts Indiana October 1st. That's going to either be 6 or 6:30 p.m. Central Time. So another night game in Lincoln against the Hoosiers.
Good. Thunderstruck.
Get some redemption for 2019 against those guys.
Yeah.
Losing with...
Yeah, this should be a game you win the game.
Well, you should. Indiana's going to be bad this year.
Yeah.
They had their 2 years of decent performance. Now it's back to the cellar they go.
I mean, I'm looking last night. Just quick pause. No. All right. Keep going, and then I got a thought. Go.
Okay, two more games we know the times for. That Friday night game in Rutgers, no surprise. It's a night game, obviously. 6 p.m. Central Time in Piscataway on Friday, October 7th.
FS1.
And then the last one, we know the final game of the season. Nebraska will head to Iowa City on Big Ten Network for a 3 o'clock kickoff Central Time against the Hawkeyes. So there are the seven games we know kickoff times and TV networks for.
The Vegas Bobcat weighs in.
What's he want?
You both are clueless on how to travel and where you may have issues with time travel. I don't understand where he's coming from on there. Please elaborate, Vegas Bobcat, if you don't mind. Are you clueless? I am clueless.
I tend to be clueless in a lot of things.
Don't say stuff like that.
When it comes to like travel.
Yeah. And what else?
Life things.
Football.
No. Yeah, some parts of football. Not usually. But life itself,
tend to be clueless sometimes?
My wife might tell you that.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of wives would say that about their husband.
I try to be, oblivious to things usually. Just live my own life.
Well, be careful with that.
I've learned that. I've learned. So there you go. There's some game times for you. Speaking of those games, though, did he go on to say what he's talking about there?
No, I'm expecting that he will respond.
Okay.
Soon here. Let's go to the Big Ten top football.
Yes, well, two games that Nebraska's involved in that we don't have kickoff times for, which are not part of the seven released yesterday. Nebraska was a part of a list by 24/7 Sports, SIP, regarding the top 10 must-watch games in Big Ten play. Not just conference versus conference here. Big Ten versus Big Ten. Nebraska, I was a little surprised by at least one of the two they picked here, but in terms of the 10 must-watch games this season in the Big Ten Conference, Nebraska has the number 9 game, which is Nebraska at Purdue, and the number 7 game, which is at Nebraska at Michigan. No first game of the season against Northwestern, no Wisconsin, no Iowa, but the Michigan game and the Purdue game, SIP, are apparently Nebraska's two must-watch games in conference play this year. Would you have assessed both of those in the top 10 of conference play?
Well,
for must-watch, would you put a Purdue up there? Would that be your second? If Michigan's the top one, which it is in this list, at number 7.
No. Nebraska at Purdue's number 7. I'm looking at it right now.
Did I get that mixed up?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sorry. I wrote it. I read it wrong. Yeah,
that's fine.
Nebraska, Michigan, number 9.
Right.
Nebraska at Purdue is number 7.
Well, let's see. I'll tell you what they say about it.
Please do.
This is what 24/7 Sports says about this game at Purdue. God, it's a big game, Jake. To me, it's a big game because you got to split. You got to get at least a split out of at Rutgers and at Purdue. You got to get at least a split, and that won't be easy. It won't be easy. That'll be one major factor in whether you have the kind of season you want or not, okay? You have to at least split those back-to-back tough road trips, right?
Yes.
Tough road
trips.
You're playing Rutgers on Friday night, and then you go to Purdue. Okay, here's what it says about the Purdue
Please
game.
Please read the caption for us.
Okay. A low-key matchup right now, but this could be huge for the Big Ten West standings. Some respect for Nebraska. The Boilermakers are a dark horse in the division, and Nebraska could very well be 1-2. Get it? Get that?
Yeah, but yeah, I've heard that quite a few times this offseason so far.
This game entirely depends on if both are on the right trajectory toward the midway point of the season. In the end, the Huskers and Boilermakers playing each other could have major tiebreaker implications. How about that?
I could see it. I mean, that's very accurate there, potentially.
Also, the potential of an offensive shootout is immense with Casey Thompson taking on Aiden O'Connell in the quarterback battle. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's a little bit surprising. This is indicative of Purdue's sort of quiet rise. I would call it quiet, right? Quiet. They've quietly moved into a realm where the Boilermakers receive respect, right?
Well, I think it's easy to forget they won 9 games last year.
Thank you. That's what I mean.
Because we go back to the Hazel era where it was just terrible. We forget, hey, they're better with Jeff Brohm, but they haven't been great. Oh, they have a 9-win season. You forget.
94.
You forget that. Not you, but I
right.
do.
No, I get it. I get it. So if you look at let's say best case scenario for Nebraska coming out of Purdue. Okay, you got Northwestern. I'll give them a win. Okay, we're going to do this. I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Oh, boy.
Yep, I'm doing it. I'll give them a win. You think Nebraska has a great chance to beat North Dakota. Say they're 2-0. I think Georgia Southern will be a bear. But I'll give them 3-0. I can't pick Nebraska over Oklahoma. 3-1. You should beat Indiana on your home field.
Are we
at
doing
night.
The schedule right now? Are you going
4-1? Okay. No, I'm just going to say this. You should be 4-1 going into those back to back very difficult road games against Rutgers and Purdue. After which, by the way, you have a week off. Nebraska has a week off. Okay.
You want me to say something surprising here?
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, okay.
Nebraska should beat Northwestern. Doesn't guarantee it. They should, though.
Yeah.
And the other teams you said, Georgia Southern, North Dakota, mm-hmm. Indiana. Yeah, you should win those games.
So if you're...
That's not egregious to say that, by the way.
If you're 4-1 going into the Rutgers and Purdue road trips, you need to split those, okay? And then, you know, you're 5-2.
Which one do you feel better about of those two, Rutgers or Purdue on the road?
I don't feel really good about either.
I don't either.
They're tough. You're going to have to win tough games. It'll be a very good test of Nebraska's mettle.
Nebraska's last time at Rutgers, they overcame 4 turnovers by Adrian Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough game. They ended up winning because Dedrick Mills had a nice game running the ball on a Friday night as well up there.
Yeah, cool Friday.
And they won by 7 against Greg Schiano in his first year back.
No fans anywhere.
No, nobody. You were there in the freezing cold press box.
Yeah, so – but what if you get out of there 5-2? If you get to the first bye at 5-2, how would you feel about that for Nebraska?
Good.
5-2.
Right? I mean, hey, we're 1 win away from being bowl eligible.
Right.
Let's finish strong.
And you got Illinois coming up.
In fact, you have
2 home games coming up. Yeah, you want to be bowl eligible. Okay, so this sets
what
up.
What day is Illinois game?
It's October 29th.
Okay, imagine Nebraska being.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All eligible before November, though.
Right.
It shouldn't be. That's not ridiculous with the schedule.
No, it's not.
That's not ridiculous. And I'm the pessimist here.
So this sets up the Michigan game that's on the list pretty well. Because if you're 5-2 after Purdue, you have a chance to get bowl eligible before mid-November when you go to Michigan. This is what 24/7 Sports yep. says about Nebraska at Michigan, which it has as its number nine ranked Big Ten game. This is Big Ten only. These are Big Ten only games. Okay, this is what 24/7 Sports says. A late season matchup between the Huskers, who could be fighting for Scott Frost's coaching life in 2022, and the defending Big Ten champions, Michigan. If all breaks right for the Wolverines, they'll be undefeated at this point, while the Huskers will be in bowl contention or will have already clinched it.
Yeah.
The game was tight last year in Lincoln, very tight. And now that the site shifts to the Big House, this has prime time written all over it. Bring on some snow in Ann Arbor. Plus, the uniform matchup is a beautiful clash of colors, and it certainly is.
This is why I keep going back to what I said the other day, that if Nebraska, I'll say it again, if Nebraska is bowl eligible by the time they play Wisconsin or Iowa, they will win one of those games. And I feel the same way. If Nebraska gets, if they're 5-2, they beat Illinois to get to 6-2, then they play Michigan. They have a chance to win because the big monkey's off the back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This bowl-less streak, this 5 years of no bowl, is a big monkey on the back. It's heavy. It is large. It's huge. And a lot of these guys have been, some of these guys have not been but some of these guys have seen this. They've been through the losing. If you are bowl eligible before the month of November, that makes all those games just less pressure filled.
Yeah.
And you just go out there and play football versus, oh, we need to win this game, right, or else we're just going to go home again this offseason.
Okay. Yeah, and it would be very negative around here if they're still fighting for that. Now,
right.
This, you know what, Jacob?
Yes.
This season, at its conclusion, it could be very informative of something that we do talk about sometimes, a lot of people talk about in college football, and that is the impact of a schedule, either favorable or non-favorable. Because we have a very – what we have in front of us, if you assess the last two seasons, is what? A very stark example of a very – well, last year, one of the – okay, no, I'm going to say this – covered Nebraska football for a quarter century. Never did Nebraska have a schedule as hard as it had last year. Okay? Never. It was the hardest schedule I've ever seen Nebraska
have. It was rough.
This schedule, on the other hand, very manageable. Not easy. I'm not calling it an easy schedule because Nebraska isn't good enough to say easy schedule, right? But it's manageable. And I think we're about to see the power of the schedule, and it'll help us in future years to make sure that we adequately weigh that component in assessing any team, even non-Nebraska team. What's the schedule look like?
Yep. Who are they playing?
What's the schedule look like?
Who are they playing?
Yeah. What's the head coach's situation? What's the quarterback? What's the schedule? Okay? A lot of people already do that. But it just drives
the smart ones.
Yeah, but it just drives home the importance. Because if we were assessing Nebraska right now with last year's schedule, all the new players, all the new coaches, I mean, it'd be different.
I'd be kissing the staff goodbye before the season.
That's very pleasant of you.
Well, they're not facing that, though. They don't have that schedule. It's much lighter this year. Let's get a call from Vince in Napa, California on the Honda of Lincoln Hotline, 402-464-5685. Vince, you're on early break. Go ahead, man. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, fellas. How are you?
Hi, Vince. How are you doing? Do you got to work today?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I'm looking at another 10, 11-hour day.
All right. God bless you. How's the weather out there in Napa?
Well, it was hot earlier this week. Thankfully, it's cooled off quite significantly yesterday, and it'll be a lot more manageable today. But as far as the conversation that we're having, one quick nugget that I'll mention to you guys. I mean, you mentioned about me being in my garage when I call. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what's funny. A couple of days ago, I get home from work, and I tell my wife. I says, hey, honey, I called Sip and Jake today. She goes, "That's funny. I didn't hear you." I go, "There's a reason I was in the garage."
Because I'm yelling at 4:30 in the morning, honey.
You need to be in the garage.
Exactly.
You need to be in the garage.
As far as the schedule's concerned, I mean, I agree with what you say with what you just said, Sip. We're definitely not good enough at this point to call any schedule easy. But you're right. It's very gettable. It's all a question of how do we correct the mistakes that we've made in the past, especially last year in particular when we lost so many close one possession games. But as And Jake, I'm with you. I think the path to winning 8 or 9 games is having 6 sewn up before November, because that way, and I think, and to me, that illustrates how important the psychology of the game is. It matters, you know, and it matters when you're good, because I remember all the years that Nebraska was good to great, we had teams behind 7-0 before we even took the field. But as far as here, what stands out to me about the kickoff times released, I know a lot of people don't like the 9 o'clock, or well, I say 9 o'clock out here on the West Coast, 11 o'clock Central Time. I know a lot of people don't like that because it's early and they're relatively speaking hard to get up for. But I would argue that if you're part of the Big Noon show, you know, showdown on Fox, those are easy. Those to me though have a different dynamic than say a 9 a.m. game on, say, Big Ten Network or something,
okay,
where it's only a segment of people are watching, whereas on Fox, everybody's watching. And I like the concept of night games because just from the standpoint that fans have a lot more energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've spent all day getting lathered up at Barry's or any of the downtown establishments.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that idea. But here's the number one thing I come back to.
Okay, what?
Regardless of what the kickoff times are,
Jesus,
there's only one mindset this team needs to have.
What's that?
And that's from the opening kickoff. You go out there and you open up a can of kick-ass that they never seen before. And you go out and fight with bloody knuckles. Yeah!
Go to work. You go to work with bloody knuckles today, Vince. God bless you.
You got it, baby.
All right, baby. All right, go get him, Tiger.
I've never been that energetic at 4:30 in the morning ever my entire life.
I don't believe that for a second.
I've never yelled like that
okay,
at 4:30.
There's something we can be thankful for. Can we?
What are we thankful for here?
I think we need in this world to be grateful more.
I agree with that. In general.
Yeah.
With that principle.
Be thankful. I'm very thankful for things. And if you're a Nebraska fan, you should be thankful that you're on this list. Because not every team's on this top 10 game list. You don't find Fitz on here, Jake. There's Northwestern's not one of the top, not involved in one of the top 10 games as ranked by 24/7 Sports.
You know what they are part of, though? One of the top 100 games in the nation.
Well, hold on. I'm not done yet. Don't break into this.
I'm just going to tell you that they are.
No, Northwestern's not on this list, nor is Illinois, nor is Rutgers, nor is Maryland. Now, Nebraska's on it twice. Be thankful for that. What happens when you open up this list on a random Thursday in May, like yesterday?
No Nebraska.
And you see Nebraska's not
depressing.
Even right. Instead, you open it up and actually see two games, and one of them you wouldn't even have guessed, probably. I mean, I guess it's a little curious to me that Nebraska-Iowa didn't crack the top 10. Curious, maybe?
Well, that's why I said that the two games listed are Nebraska-Michigan, Nebraska-Purdue. I would think that either Nebraska-Iowa or Nebraska-Wisconsin or even Nebraska-Minnesota would crack the list.
Sure. It's a tough list to crack.
But
it's
maybe,
a tough
are those
to
just
crack.
Too obvious or what? The Purdue game is not quite as obvious because you kind of don't think about them, but now that they could both be dark horse contenders to win the West, you put them on there?
There's something in that conversation that you have to understand that I'm not sure you do.
Oh, what don't I understand? What does simple-minded Jake not understand over here?
I don't know if you understand that. Like Wisconsin, for instance, has teams that it wants to beat more than it does Nebraska.
It doesn't make the game not interesting or a top 10 game.
Minnesota-Wisconsin is a big rivalry game. And by the way, Minnesota at Wisconsin is number 5 on this list. It's a top 5 game. Okay. Minnesota, on the other hand, puts more priority on beating Wisconsin than it does on Nebraska. Earth to
it's a Jake. Long-standing tradition and rivalry.
Right.
I knew that.
Right.
I did know that.
I'd say Wisconsin puts more emphasis on – let's just stay with Wisconsin. You think they put more emphasis on beating Iowa or Nebraska?
Probably Iowa.
Yeah. Thank you.
But they have beaten Nebraska 8 straight times.
Right.
Still, if even
but
without
you saw the
attention to
you
it.
You saw the atmosphere for Wisconsin-Nebraska.
Well, it was deer season or whatever season
it was. It was the first day of deer rifle season, rifle deer season. Okay. By the way, should we say the top five games in the Big Ten this year
as
ranked by 24/7 Sports?
Number one is no surprise
at
all.
Well, let's go into 5-1. Count them down.
Fine.
You're all over the map this morning. I want you to be a little more structured.
I'm sparky over here.
You are. I like it. Minnesota at Wisconsin, which is November 26th.
Okay.
Could be a game. Now, I mean, the West is wide open, so I don't want to say that could be.
Boy, well, it could be. That could be a massive game there.
Yeah. Okay, number four. On September 24th, Wisconsin goes to Columbus. Hello.
I'll be watching.
Okay. Third.
That's a bye week for Nebraska, too, right? Nebraska doesn't play that day. 24th, September?
They absolutely play that. No, are you right?
I think they don't play September 24th,
my
friend.
Check that out
right now. You said absolutely right about that.
I don't think they...
Hang on.
They don't have a bye on September 24th.
They don't play September 24th.
Is that right?
Yeah,
there's a bye that day?
Yes, they have two bye. They don't play the 24th. They don't play October 22nd. They got two bye weeks because they play week zero.
Okay, interesting. Anyway, Wisconsin-Ohio State is number four on the list. That's September 24. Ohio's number three. Ohio State at Penn State on October 29.
What's that face for?
It seems a little high.
Where should that be in the list, the pecking order here?
I mean, I guess I'm more interested in Wisconsin and Ohio State.
I think I might agree with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you got that one right.
Thank you.
I'll take your version of that versus 24/7 Sports.
Okay. Yeah, I'm surprised a little bit on that one.
Thank you for the pushback on the list, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Number two game, Michigan State at Michigan.
Yep. Very compelling.
Yes. Very compelling.
And number one is just obvious. Right. Michigan, Ohio State.
Thank you.
In Columbus this year.
Can I say thank you to 24/7 Sports?
Yes, you can.
For these lists? Because I do enjoy them. And I will say, I'm not saying I get tingly like you get. I don't get
I think that you did yesterday.
I did not get tingly.
Without being there, I bet when you saw kickoff times, you got a little tingle about, ooh, we're getting close.
I didn't.
We're getting close here.
I didn't get tingly. But I love those lists. And I love, like, the quarterback list 24/7 Sports did, followed by the big games and the Big Ten list. Those are those help you get ready, which obviously.
Are you aware that 3 months from today is Northwestern Nebraska? Oh. Exactly. Today is May 27th. They play August 27th. 3 months to the day.
Wow, I'm jacked.
Away from Nebraska Northwestern.
I'm jacked. I say it all the time. These shows are very easy for me. And writing is very easy for me right now because I've never been more interested in Nebraska football. Never been more interested.
National championships?
No, I mean, I was interested, obviously, but it was
coaching
a different...
changes?
Never. Well, I mean, think about the dynamic right now. Think of all the dynamics, how college football is and how Nebraska is adjusting to a very odd kind of climate. The fact that if Frost doesn't make this work, that's sort of there's an element of fear involved in that conversation. It's pretty heavy. There seems to be a lot on the line in a big picture sense. No, of course those years. It's always interesting to me. It's never been not interesting. Think about the Bo Pelini years. How interesting that was. I will tell you this, though, Jake. The Osborne years, there's one way to describe it. It's one of many ways to describe it. One is very exciting and remarkable. There's another way, though. Monotonous. It was pretty monotonous.
Is that what is for Alabama writers, too, right now?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
I have to ask one of them.
It's pretty monotonous.
Hey, I'm just kind of bored right now?
It's not boring. But it's somewhat monotonous. I've told you many times.
Those are comparable there.
Yeah, they are. I've told you many times
siblings.
I walked over to those games. I can distinctly remember it. In those years, literally thinking in my head, God, I hope this is a game at halftime. God, I hope. I mean, just give me something today. you almost find yourself sort of cheering for the big underdog, Missouri or Iowa State.
Yeah, now that's weird.
Cheering for them to stay in the game. Oh, they scored. Okay, cool. Yeah, we got a game. You're not going to pull that. Tom's not going to pull the starters early in the third quarter. You know, I would go over there a lot of times thinking, okay, I'm going to be writing about like a third string guy that we haven't seen a lot of. Do you know how much different it was to cover the team back then?
Well, seeing what it's been the last 20 plus years, I envy that.
This year, I literally wonder about Georgia Southern. That's tough.
You should. Yeah. You should wonder about them.
Yeah, well, did you see the
change?
They've
pushed teams before.
Did you see the change?
Yes.
Okay.
And you like that, apparently.
Yeah, it's more compelling.
Lose Georgia Southern. That's wonderful.
It's pretty compelling.
Not to me. Sucks. Bring back Winnie. More next at Early Break on the Ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.